What's up, everybody? Eric Kaiser, my Spiritual Awakening channel. October 31st, happy effing Halloween. Just another day to me, though. Just over here rocking in the motel. So what's been going on? You know, I did this the other night, but I don't know. Something happened. It deleted it. It was a good one, too. You know, I really went into living in the present moment and how us as people were so brainwashed just to stare down all the time anymore and how depressing that is, but let's get to the juicy juice stuff, right? So, you know, I asked my ex when we got, not when we got, when we were deciding to come back to Georgia, I needed 2 weeks to get my shit together. And, you know, we're at the 2 week point now. And people are fucking crazy. Number one, I'm awake as shit. I'm aware. I get feelings. I can tell when people are lying, trying to bullshit me. And, it's kind of a pretty cool thing to feel that way. And, you know, I feel that way a lot with my ex. And, you know, let's talk about coming up in the world, right? I don't have a license. I don't have a fucking car. I'm living in a hotel. I gave away everything I owned to get out of that marriage. So I should tell people how damn bad it was. I gave her everything. She got to move in with her mommy, you know, where she has zero help. So she starts asking me to watch my kids tonight and tomorrow night so she could work. Yeah. And I kind of knew that was BS, right? I just felt it. And I would have watched my kids, but the problem is I work from 4:30 to 9:30 at night online, and my kids are super loud, and I don't want to lose my job because I make damn good money. And I like doing what I'm doing, and I have to be professional. If I'm not, then, you know, they do listen to calls. If there's kids screaming in the background while I'm trying to be professional on the phone, it's not a good look. So, you know, I had to deny the offer. Well, you know, people send me things. And, you know, they send me a picture of her at good old days for a Halloween party. So I text her. Ah, you having fun? What are you talking about? Because I said, are you having fun at the bar? What are you talking about? And, you know, lying, lying, lying. So anybody who hears this and knows both sides, please understand that girl is a narcissist. Hardcore. You know, I watched a great video on YouTube today about that, and it really made me feel great, and it really makes me know that I have to write about this because I don't want anybody else wasting six years of their lives, and not just wasting 6 years. Having a crazy picture painted of you that is false as hell for the whole entire 6 years. And then get out of it and still have the picture being painted when you don't even want nothing to do with it no more. Unfortunately, I have kids with her. Funniest thing is I predicted this weeks ago. I knew this was going to happen. She was going to slide straight back down and fall back into a lifestyle that, shit, that lifestyle took everything from me that I ever cared about. And unfortunately, it's probably going to do that to her too. I don't want it to. I want her to get her shit together like she says she's going to. And as she puts it, trying to get ahead. Well, I don't think you're going to get ahead going out to the bar on Halloween, getting drunk and driving and getting a fucking DUI. Let's hope that don't happen, right? So what's going on in my life? Enough with that mess of a mess. So, I got a place picked out in Roswell. Matter of fact, I'm going to jump online here in a minute and fill out the application. And I'm going to move out there. It's on the hooch. You know, you can have a kayak, which is pretty cool. There's major, huge parks all over the area. Everything's close. Downtown Roswell is a bike ride away. And that's where I'm going to pull off my come up of come ups. You know, I'm still doing the online coaching thing. I make good money doing that. I started tinting again, too. Made good money the other day doing that. But when I get to Roswell, I'm only going to offer ceramic tint. I'm going to charge people like $550 a car. If I tint, I'm going to get paid to do it very well. Because it's not really what I want to do anymore. You know, I'll do it to create a side income to level up even faster. But it's got that nasty feeling. I'm going to have to be there for my kids, like, real quick. So, you know, there's a car wash right next door, and it's just funny, you know, when you take courses of action like I always do. I just walked over there to see if I could tint some side windows and stand there and talk to people. And, you know, it ended up turning into a 5-car wash deal where they need all the flat glass done. So I sent them a bid, and we'll see if I get that. If I do, it's about, $3,800, $4,000, something like that. Not a bad paycheck, and flat glass is easy. I can fly through a store in like 4 hours at about 800 to 1,000 per store, so not bad deal. You know, and then I have a buddy who, back in my drinking days, I just couldn't get my shit together. He buys and sells hotels. He's an investor, and we're talking big paper. You know, this is 1 percentile paper. This is life-changing, and all I got to do is find people who want to invest with him, and his return is friggin' amazing, right? His return is 12.5%. So say if you had $1 million of liquid asset and you gave it to him and you kept it there for a year, he'd pay you $12,500 every month in interest just to leave the money there. And then as long as you give him a heads up that you want to pull it out, he gives you $1 million back. So it's not a bad deal. It's a damn good return, actually. And so I want to get in there quick as possible for the economy takes a shit and people are afraid to throw up any money because I know that shit's coming. So if I get in there now, I could pull about 5 deals. Shit, I'd probably make 150, 200 grand. So I could take that money, invest it in everything I want to do with the Dad Project. I can invest in my t-shirt brand. I can invest in the Awake Ones website where, you know, I kind of want to offer some, you know, merchandise on there too that follows the awakening process. You know, I want to do a ton of public speaking, and I don't plan on paying myself to go out there and do that. I plan on raising money to do it, but you know, these, you know, it's just I'm taking every course action that I can to show people that no matter how bad you have it, no matter how bad it gets, if you stay laser focused, I mean, you got to be laser focused. You can't be out at the friggin' bar when you're trying to level up, right? You can't be chasing poonanan when you're trying to level up. You know, you got to be business, right? So I'm about to sit on this bed at 11:37 p.m. and keep writing my stage presence for the Dad Project because that's just important to me. But don't get me wrong, the first time I go out there and do it, and every kid takes a brochure home to their parents, and then the parents go to YouTube and watch the content, I'm hoping that the parents make a donation, and that gets the wheels off the ground. You know, once I get the wheels off the ground, and I really don't have to worry about doing anything else but concentrate on the Dad Project, then that's when I'm going to start lobbying alcohol companies. I'm going to start writing grants to the government to try to get funds from them. And then, the ass kicker of it all, I'm going to go against alcohol on television and run ads. That's what I'm going to do with the money. And that, hopefully, I can raise more donations from people who see the ads on TV. So that's where I'm at in life, right? I'm smart enough to know that you want to level up, you stay focused, you sit your ass down, and you figure out what kind of skills do you have? How can you make money? And by not killing yourself and not by affecting anything else, you know, today I took a 6-hour bike ride. I was out on the Greenway in Suwannee from 9 o'clock in the morning till about 12:30, came back, ate lunch, jumped on a bike, went back out there till 5. And let me tell you something, my ass is a little sore, but I had such a good time. And that's what life is all about. Like, whoever listens to this, start living your friggin' life. Get out there and do what you love to do. Have some damn fun. If it's golf, go play freaking golf. Like, get out there and do something. Don't be staring at a damn phone or a television or a computer. That's stupid. That just doesn't make any sense. We're in the midst of an awakening. The planet is in an ascension. If you don't know what any of this stuff lists, like, if you don't know what I'm talking about, just Google it. Look it up. It's all over YouTube, right? I'm not a professional at this. I'm just telling you what is going on. The planet is screwed. We're in bad times, people. We dump 1.3 billion pounds of trash in the ocean every year. So, if you just think about that, and there's still nuclear waste running through the Pacific, like, we're just in bad times, people. So, we all need to be better people. And that's what it comes down to. And I'm going to show y'all what happens when a party boy stops his shit, focuses 100% on business, self-development, being the best damn version of himself. I'm going to show you what happens. I even hired a guy to clear old blockages. I did a meditation and bawled my friggin' eyes out with this guy across the screen from me because I found out, like, my protector inside is my older brother who I lost when I was 4 years old. That's a big deal, right? Sat there and bawled my freaking eyes out because I almost blamed my brother for my life because I felt like he left me, right? He left and went to Florida and got killed. And maybe I held that for my whole life. I don't know. But I do know that my life probably would have been a little bit different if he was around. I got zero guidance at all. None. No guidance at all. No male figure guidance in my house. My dad was worried about my dad. And if you ever hear this, I forgive you. That, you know, I have to forgive anybody regardless. But, you know, that's where I'm at right now. Life is just, life is life, right? We just got to make the best of what we got. I love y'all. Peace out. See ya.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.